We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is time for Wednesdays with Wojo's Bob Wanowski of the Detroit News. Hi, Bob.
Fellas, how are we?
Wojo.
We're doing pretty good.
You know, I've been, I got up early today. I've been very, very busy all morning.
So what, 9:20?
No, much earlier because I had to go over, we had the Michigan football roster release.
Yes.
Hours ago.
What number is Donovan Peoples-Jones, 9?
I'm still learning. I'm still surprised. Okay. I'm going over it. It must have come out like at 5 in the morning. I wasn't up at 5
like
in the
sevens.
Morning. But
yeah, we saw it.
Oh, 7.
And you need a magnifying glass to see it.
Or just an iPhone that you can just enlarge it.
Right. Good point. Yeah, explain that to Stoney, how that works.
I tried. He doesn't get it.
Well, I got it, but I'm not on an iPhone right now.
Okay, good. Yeah. No, I'm joking about that. But of course, I've been up for hours getting ready. Football season. Woo!
All right, so before we talk about Michigan, yesterday you were there, Matthew Stafford getting the big contract, the highest paid player in the NFL for the moment. Something they had to do, or should they have done something else?
Well, it was something they had to do, but I do think you have to make the delineation. They really had no choice, generally. I guess they did, but deep down, not really. But I also think they didn't do it because they had no choice. I really do think Quinn has bought into the Stafford thing. I don't think he just did it. Oh, boy, we got to do it. Got to sign him up. Who else are we going to get? I think they believe that he has improved and is going to keep improving and is in the right system. So I think it was win-win. Certainly it was a win for the Lions because, you know what, Stafford could have taken them to the cleaners much more than he did. Stafford and his agent. So I give both sides credit, and you don't get tons of great off-season days for the Lions, but that was a pretty good one.
Hey, well, Joe, what do you say to a guy like me, other than that I'm a moron, which I think you already know, I understood it too. However, I hate everything about it. I don't like that they were put in this position, and I'm not sold on Matthew Stafford for the next 6 years.
Well, you don't have to be sold on him, and you probably shouldn't be sold on him. But if this was 2 years ago, I would even say if this was before last year, when he really did show a lot of improvement before breaking the finger, I would actually agree with you. But I think you've seen enough, and I'm sorry you don't have a whole lot more time to see much more. But they're not the only team that gets put in this position either, as far as having to sign up your quarterback. The odd thing is he's the one that hasn't accomplished it. Like, when Aaron Rodgers and or Matt Ryan get their huge deals next year, nobody will debate it. Nobody will, because they have accomplished something.
Right, Andrew Luck won a playoff game. He got his.
Yeah, even though you could certainly argue Andrew Luck is going in the opposite direction as Matthew Stafford, wouldn't you be a little bit nervous if you were signing Andrew Luck up to that deal today?
Yes, no doubt.
So, Rieger, you're not I must say, on the little Bogey and Wojo show last night, I wasn't shocked, but I was mildly surprised how much pushback there was from Lions fans. Like, I kind of thought Lions fans would be like, okay, hey, that's about the deal we thought, maybe even a little bit better than we thought, and okay, he's our guy. But there were quite a few that were just, I don't get this. Why would you make the highest paid player a guy who hasn't won a playoff game? And to which is true, but you also have to say, it's a franchise that hasn't won a playoff game, so technically they shouldn't pay anybody who's played for
that's
them.
That's true.
Because nobody has won anything.
Make them all interns.
It's a cumulative effort. Now the pressure, and he kind of said it himself yesterday, is on Bob Quinn not to build a team around Stafford, but to build a football team the right way through the draft.
Absolutely. I mean, watching that, and yeah, the Stafford thing was very nice, and his wife and his daughters, very, very nice team and everything. But I was fixated on Bob Quinn, and I was looking in his eyes. Does he have what it takes? No, I didn't go that far. But we have gotten positive results so far on Quinn. But now he really, and he gets a little extra money with the structure of the contract because he's going to have to go find some defensive linemen here, like now.
Yeah.
And somebody gets cut from somebody who might cost a little bit of money, and he's going to have to use that because he it's on him now for sure. And we think, I mean, I think I've gotten nothing but a little bit more confident with each passing month or so in Bob Quinn's competence, but now we really find out. And this was a good sign that he got this deal done without really any rancor, and it delayed a little bit, but nothing horrible. I think that's a positive sign.
All right, Woj, that's yesterday's news. What about today's news? What about tomorrow's news? Who is Michigan's quarterback? Go ahead. I know you and Harbaugh had a sleepover last night, and
sure,
he told
yeah.
you, correct?
Oh, yeah. It's Gus Malzahn. I mean, Alex Malzahn. I'm sorry. No, I'm kidding.
You're kidding about the sleepover or Malzahn?
Both. No, it's going to be Wilton Spaeth, almost assuredly. But the Wilton Spaeth, the reason that this is, besides the fact that John O'Korn, I think, has gotten much better, is they're just not going to put up with the big mistakes that Wilton Spaeth made last year. And I know it was his first year starting. I thought he did very well for a first-year starter. But they lost some games because of some big mistakes. Not just him, but the quarterback position, of course, is what Harbaugh obsesses about, as he should. So I think they have this competition legit because they're going to have a guy ready to go in, O'Korn, it seems, if Spaeth makes one of those big, you know, intercept pick sixes that he had a few times last year. But I think that the Brandon Peters thing is the one that puzzles people because people thought the redshirt freshman was going to rise up and take it. I never bought that. I thought that was kind of trying to boost a young guy, those words coming out, you know, like, oh, Brandon Peters is in the mix. He's still a year away, at least, I think. It's going to be Spaeth with O'Korn ready to come in very shortly.
Breathing down his neck.
Now the Florida Gators, the formidable team, obviously riddled by suspension. This is still a tough freaking game for Michigan, even though they're favored.
Of course it is. But in Florida's defense, they lost a lot of defensive players. They all came to the line.
Yeah, I know.
But they're still good. The suspensions hurt them on offense. There's just everything I hear is that Michigan's young defense is going to be really good. Now, is it going to be really good immediately? Well, who knows, but very fast, very athletic, and again, that matches up well because Florida's offense is always under McElwain. How should we say? It's always awful.
Come on, they have the offensive guru there, Doug Nussmeier.
They have the Nuss, sure they do. They do have a good running.
You know,
he was
once an Alabama staff one time. I don't know if you guys knew that.
Yes, he was.
Yeah.
But they don't have. They're missing their key receiver, who's suspended. They have to replace a lot of defensive players. They're still going to be good. I mean, they've won the SEC East 2 years in a row, totally because of defense. So, to me, the matchup, Michigan's defense better smother Florida's offense, which I think it could because Michigan's offense is going to struggle against that defense. I'm not sold necessarily on Michigan's offensive line. We'll see if Spaeth avoids the big mistakes. And as good as Michigan's freshman receivers, Tarik Black and Donovan Peoples-Jones are supposed to be, we still have to see them in that first game. So, yeah, it's a tough matchup. I do think Michigan should win it. But if you're looking for 41-7, no, I don't think so.
Woj, very quickly, I know you're going down to Dallas. You're going to take in the game. Now, you are the great columnist that you are because I expect this story from you. At any point, will you pull McElwain aside and get him to admit that it was him on that dead shark? Nude.
He won't admit it because he has already told people it wasn't him. But
get the real story.
He told people. You want me to get the exclusive?
Yeah. Yes. I want. I want you to prove that it was.
There are people that don't know the photo in the offseason of a naked guy laying on a dead shark, and it looked exactly like McElwain. He denies it's him, but there has to be some sort of DNA sample or some sort of like fingerprints or groin prints, right? that you can take to figure out if it was him?
Can you take that ground print?
I don't understand why nobody interviewed the shark.
Oh, good point. Dude, yeah. What are the chances? And we know the little Michigan fans, they can be a little geeky, but they can also be creative. That one Michigan fan gets a ticket near the Florida bench and shows up in a shark outfit for the game.
That would be pretty cool.
You know, what are the chances that you do that?
I'm not. Maybe I'll hire somebody to do that.
I think
that's 100%.
Thank you, Wojo. Enjoy Dallas.
Thanks, Woji.
Woo-hoo.
And we'll enjoy Wojo every day at 6 o'clock on the Bogey and Woji show on 97.1 The Ticket.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.